This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers have approved a measure meant to shore up voting rights. Chaz Sisk reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The decision comes over opposition from local officials.
The measure is being billed as a state version of the Voting Rights Act. That's the federal law that prohibits discrimination at the polls. But local officials said the measure could rework how city and county elections are run. They may have to do away with at-large districts or move more elections to November, upending decades of practice. Supporters of the bill, like Democrat Jennifer Bacon, say it's more important that elections are fair.
This bill says we should all govern ourselves at least in accordance to common values, like there should not be bias in elections.
Democrats say their measure is needed because the Trump administration is using disproven stories of election fraud to justify taking people off voter rolls. The Colorado Voting Rights Act has now cleared both chambers of the legislature. Some differences will need to be resolved, but it could be on its way to Governor Polis's desk by next week.
Chaz Sisk reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Most Colorado hospitals are losing money, according to a new report. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A 2024 financial update from the Colorado Hospital Association reports 73% of Colorado hospitals are losing money every day to care for patients. That, they say, puts the healthcare services of those communities at risk. Several factors are driving the trend. Unpaid care for those without insurance keeps going up. So do expenses. Reimbursements from federal programs like Medicaid and Medicare haven't come close to covering expenses. The group says the problems afflict both rural and urban hospitals. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver and Colorado Springs have highs close to 60 this afternoon and a bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.